It's 6:45 on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibuko. Now, according to its social media platforms, Ndlovukazi Originals is a Mpumalanga-based events planning company that specializes in weddings, baby showers, bridal showers, parties, launches, and handmade stationery. So tonight, we've invited the visionary and the name behind the brand, Nomathemba Ndlovu, to find out about her passion and her journey so far as an entrepreneur. And no, she is not related to Mr. Ndlovu from Proudly SA. It just happened to be a Thursday Ndlovu takeover. Welcome, Nomathemba, to the show.
Hello, Singi.
Now, just to kick us off, you know, I ask this question all the time and I find it interesting, but who is Nomathemba and what did she do before venturing into the business world?
Nomathemba is a young 31-year-old black woman who was born and bred here in Nelspruit, well, in the township of Kanyamazan. And before I actually ventured fully into business, I was working in retail. So that's where everything started. I basically used to juggle retail work and the business until I ended up leaving and focusing fully on the business.
Yeah, Nomathemba, I guess the question I want to ask you is, why events planning? I've seen a lot of people in that business. That some people might feel it's a bit saturated as we speak. Has this always been a plot of yours, or did you have a different plan for your life?
A totally different plan. Growing up, and even when I went to varsity, I did a bit of fashion. All I wanted was to be a fashion designer. I honestly don't know how I ended up here, but I guess it was just God's plan, because I started so small with just doing something so simple for a colleague, and here I am now. So it wasn't something that I honestly planned from a young age, where I thought, oh my gosh, I'll be an event planner, but it just happened along the way, and I guess it was just my journey.
So I did a bit of research, and I could be mistaken, but Ndlovukazi Originals started off in Joba Usho, where you were still in retail, but you were focusing on kiddies parties in the beginning. So how long did it take for you to then diversify and include all the other types of celebrations, and what are some of the changes you've had to make personally and in the business space?
Okay, firstly, it started with baby showers. So I think, but I think there is a kiddies party there, so it could confuse people a bit. But it actually started with a baby shower, then a kiddies party with the same client who actually believed in me. Because if you could compare the work from then and now, you'd actually see a big difference. But that's actually how it started. And then it started growing. I think with events, somebody needs to give you a chance and an opportunity. So that's what happened. Somebody gave me an opportunity to do a wedding. Then I started doing weddings. Somebody gave me an opportunity to do a graduation party. So that's how it actually grows. And from that, when somebody sees you doing a wedding, then they start thinking, oh, she does weddings. And then you get the wedding business. And, you know, with all the other little events that come along with it as well. So that's just actually how it goes. There was no really main focus on kiddies parties, whatever. I just started with any event that I could do at that time. And it just grew with every opportunity that I was given by a client.
How old is Ndlovukazi Originals?
2017. 18? It's actually 3 years. This is the fourth year. This is the fourth year.
Yeah. Now, Nomathemba, you know, events are very seasonal. And sometimes there are periods of the year where, you know, it gets busier than others. I mean, how do you sustain your business throughout the year?
As much as you said, events are seasonal, but I think the seasonal events are more of the weddings and the Lobola celebrations and all of that. But throughout the year, we get the parties and the baby showers, because those are things that happen all the time. People celebrate birthdays, people fall pregnant and they celebrate. And also some people, actually it's unfortunate, but they do also have memorial services and funerals as well. So those type of events actually sustain you before the busy season. And then obviously comes June and December, where it gets a bit hectic because it's wedding season. Like now, then obviously business becomes like bigger and better compared to the other months.
And 2020, you're talking about seasonal events. 2020 has been business unusual. I mean, we've had about 5 months of no events, basically, considering that the country was on some sort of lockdown. How did you manage?
It was crazy. So now you can imagine, because I actually officially left my job last year. So now I left my job last year and I'm focusing on this, and then boom, March, we're on lockdown. So now there's no business. You don't even know how much your business is going to grow, because this was actually the year where I was supposed to see proper growth, because I'm now focusing on this fully. So it was very hard. Okay, I stay with my parents. I'm supported fully by my parents. So it wasn't much of a hassle because they were there, but at the same time it was a bit worrying because now I always had this thing of how is it going to look after that, because people have retrenchments and all of that, so events need a lot of money. So now imagine you are now waiting for people and other people are cancelling and other people are actually postponing to next year and all of that. But I don't know what happened with my business, because immediately from level 3 my business was booming. I've been busy ever since. So I don't know. I don't know if it was God for me or something like that. But for me, it's been different. My 2020 is going to close differently.
Booming. Oh my God. That's an interesting choice of words.
We are taking care of business on Rise FM with the owner of Mpumalanga-based events company, Ndlovukazi Originals, and that is Nomathemba Ndlovu. And before Wandile, Abuta Wake Mbutu, I mean, I have to ask this.
Okay.
Earlier on, I think the early days of our show as well, Nkumbula's coming in my events plan.
Yes, I remember that.
No names shall be mentioned.
Yeah, I remember that.
Didn't you find yourself in a predicament like that where Banba Pukile, somebody finally deposits, our lockdown?
I think with me, Zing, it was different because my last event before lockdown was actually in early March.
Yeah.
Then it was lockdown. So with everyone that was asking for quotations and people that have actually requested quotations, I said, please don't pay, because I work on a 50% non-refundable and anything could happen. So please don't pay. Let's just see what's going to happen. If the country opens, we will continue, you know, because I was avoiding such things. It's lockdown. We need money. And now imagine Imali Bandu.
So it's
going to be hectic. So I think lucky for me, I stopped my clients. I'd say, please stop. Don't pay. Let's just see what's going to happen. And then we can proceed. It's okay. I understand because of the pandemic. So it won't be a problem. I won't feel like you paid deposit late or anything. Let's just both wait.
So, you know, you mentioned the word booming, you know. I'm still on that word.
Okay.
And the reason why I say this, and I think I alluded to it earlier on, that, you know, I mean, we know a lot of events planning companies, you know, around South Africa for that matter. Mm-hmm. And I think my question is, what is the differentiator with yours? You know, what do you offer that is different from an ABC events company? And that's where I want to get to, you know. What makes your company more attractive than the next company, for that matter? What is your competitive advantage?
Okay, firstly, what I offer that is different, I personally think it's the uniqueness of the service.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to check on my social media pages, you'd never see work that is repeated. I want each client to have a very personal experience and experience the creativity and Ndlovukazi for themselves. Mm-hmm. Because if I were to copy somebody else's work that I've already done, it wouldn't feel personal for you.
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, that's what I offer. Secondly, I work with my family. Family being my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister.
Yeah.
So you can imagine walking to an event and finding such a warm and family feel where you see people actually supporting this business. It makes you feel like this thing is going to happen because of that also. So I think it's basically just me being unique and making sure that every client has a personal experience with what I do or what I offer them and also the service that I give to them, which is something very important. Yeah. And it's feedback that I give my clients a lot.
Yeah. Booming again. So, you said since level 3, the business has been booming. And and obviously, prior to that, we need to be practical that nothing was happening then. Has your team grown? You know, have you employed more people since, you know, that booming period of level 3?
Okay, honestly, I haven't employed people as yet. Because I think, like I said, I work with my family. We're a family of 5. I've got 2 additional people that I work with for bigger events like weddings. So at the moment, I'm still not in a space where I could hire more people.
Yeah.
But the 7 that I have is perfect. 7 including myself. So yeah, hoping though to actually...
I've got a backy that you can hire out.
I was about to say, are you paying industry rates or is just like a...
I think one thing that I actually love about my parents, they taught me that very early. Must exploit, because if you're going to hire people outside, you're going to pay them.
Yeah.
If you are working, you're going to pay. So ngibabhadala the same rate that I'd pay.
So you pay your parents? You pay your...
Yeah,
I want to raise my kids like that.
Original. I'm telling you.
Can I be your brother? Because I can see myself getting paid by you.
Yes, you get paid.
So you did say you're a young woman in your early 30s. And I have to ask this. There are a lot of young people, obviously, or couldn't get the opportunity of finding a job due to the pandemic. Now, what words of encouragement would you give to them who are maybe thinking of also venturing into some sort of business?
Okay, I think with business, firstly, you need to do a very thorough background and also do proper research on what you want to do.
Mm.
Because you could do something just because you like it, but it could not give you any returns. Because you're just doing something that you love. But at the same time, I think the research will also help you and assist you in making the right decision and actually venturing into that type of business. Also, you could do your market research and it could give you negative results, but you could actually start it and get positive results. So I think at the end of the day, you just need to make sure that you believe in yourself and you have a passion for whatever that you want to venture in.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, you need to push yourself. Nobody else is going to do it for you. Nobody else is going to push you. You need to make sure that you're pushing yourself towards this idea and it would eventually materialize.
Now, before Wandile, as Valera with some profound words of wisdom and some advice for your company, I would say for those who are interested in your services, how can they get a sense of what you have to offer? Because most chazele would say every event has a personal feel. And if maybe bafuna then to make the jump, you know, take the plunge and actually hire you or book you for something, how can they get in touch?
Okay, my social media pages are Ndlovukazi Originals, which that's on Facebook, and it's Ndlovukazi_Originals on Instagram. My personal number for events and inquiries is 078-147-1779. And you can also send an email to ndlovukazioriginals@gmail.com.
Yeah. pearls of wisdom. Zingis, I stop it. But, you know, you can almost tell, you know, whether somebody's going to become successful or not in terms of what they do. And I feel that energy with you. You know, because you come across as very passionate about your business. And the way you describe it, this is something that you own. This is your baby. This is what you're growing, you know. But there's going to come a time when you have to let it grow, you know. How prepared are you for that time?
I think I just want to take it one event at a time. I don't want to lie. It's growing so rapidly now that it's actually shocking me as well.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't think in the fourth year, or actually now standing here in November, it would be like this. You know, everyone knows who I am. I'm at an event and everyone is like, Ndlovukazi, you know, you are the precious of Mbombela. And it feels so good. And, it, you know, but I think I am ready. I really am ready, but I'm just waiting for the opportunity. That's how ready, that's how sure I'll know that I'm really, really ready.
And I love the name, you know, Ndlovukazi, you know.
Yes.
And as we sit here, you know, there are a lot of young people that are listening to the show currently. And they could possibly be interested, maybe not in your business, but interested in other businesses. I mean, what would you want to say to that young dreamer who clearly looks in at the moment and saying, I also have a great idea. I think I can make this work. I mean, what would you advise them about venturing into business? Not necessarily into your business, but just business as a whole.
I would say that you can have the dream, but if you do not actually wake up from it and start actually making it materialize, then it will just remain a dream. So I think what a person needs to do is make sure, because sometimes a person just sits there and thinks somebody's going to give them a handout or whatever. It's not going to happen. You need to stand up for yourself and knock on the correct doors and ask, like you are saying, I'm already here. You can actually ask, I want to start this. How can I go about? I wouldn't be stingy with information. Nobody might have helped me, but I can help you do something with yours, even if it's not in the line of business that I'm doing. So ungahlali and expect somebody else to say, how uhleli, wandile, buyas. No, it's not going to happen. That you need to stand up for yourself and say, no, mangicela ungisize, and then Noma will be able to assist you.
Noma Themba, thank you so much. I look forward to to the show on Thursdays, and the reason why is because I get to meet people like you. You know, people that are going to make a difference, people are going to ensure that people become employed in this country. I mean, we need employment in this country, currently sitting at 31%. But thank you very much, ma'am. Please enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And that was the owner of Ndlovukazi Originals, Noma Themba Ndlovu, with an H. It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibugo.